Liam Messam steps into the ring tonight as one of the bouts in the Fight for Life, ultimately raising money too for Mike King's I Am Hope Cope Upper and Gumboot Friday. But it's a really interesting lineup, six big fights. Liam is in the ring against Justin Hodges, so both of them very accomplished sports personalities in their own right. But Liam's been in the ring before, but Justin Hodges reckons he's here to sort him out. And it's been neat to have a little crisscrossing with Liam over the last week or three as he's getting himself prepared for this fight. Thanks for joining us on the show briefly today too, Liam. Tēnā koe e hoa.
Tēnā koe, bro. Morena.
Morena, Liam. Look, you rate yourself. You have to be a professional athlete, Liam, and it's turning from one game which you received wonderful and quite deserved notoriety, i.e. rugby, but now into the boxing ring and up against a guy who's tough, plenty tough too, Justin Hodges. Firstly, what did you make of the request for you to be part of the show tonight?
Yeah, no, I'm super excited about that, the show tonight. Like you said, there's some great fights on tonight, but yeah, looking forward to getting up against Justin. I've always loved watching him play footy. I'm a big Queenslander fan, so I always cheered him on when he always got stuck into the New South Wales fans. I've had plenty of my friends who are New South Wales supporters send me messages to get the job done on him. But yeah, no, looking forward to it. It's going to be a big challenge. I was always excited when they first asked me to fight Hodjo. Straight away, I was pretty keen. I was always pretty keen to test myself and himself. Also changing from rugby league to boxing. He's had a few fights as well, so yeah, it should be a good old battle.
Have you got ambition in this space, mate? You're 39 now, and I just wonder, I mean, is this to raise money for the charity, or is it part of a bigger plan for you, Liam?
Oh, I enjoy boxing, bro. It's a passion of mine. I love it. Yeah, I'm not out here to prove to anybody what I can do in the ring of one. I'm just doing it because I love it. And yeah, I've had a few fights now on little humble show cards as well, which is good, and probably continue to do that for a couple more years as well. So whenever I get an opportunity to fight, I'll jump in the ring and put my hand up.
So Thomas Hearns, Floyd Mayweather, who are the influence? Mike Tyson, Frank Bruno. I mean, who were your heroes boxing when you were growing up, Liam?
Oh, growing up, it was definitely David Tua. You know, he was the only boxer back in the day that you always used to sit in front of the TV and watch, and then obviously got older. Manny Pacquiao, I was a big fan of Manny Pacquiao, and love him or hate him, even Manny Mayweather. You know, the skill and his knowledge of boxing is unbelievable.
Who have you been working with in preparation for tonight's bout, eh?
I've been working down in Hip Fitness in Hamilton with the bro Cairo. He's up here as well, and who has eaten a bag of M&Ms in front of me, a burger in front of me, some chips in front of me. What else? He's sitting right here too. Yeah, so he's making me hungry. He's making me hungry because I just keep eating. Him and the crew that are here, my team that are here, just have no regard for my
regard. My diet. Your body is a temple, and I suppose they've got you eating all the good food while he munches down on M&Ms right in front of your mush.
I'm having salad and water, and these boys are having a beer and a burger.
Can we talk for a moment about ringcraft and approaches? Because so often we see, especially when guys don't fight a lot, they'll come surging out from the corner right on the opening bell and just go hammer and tong for it, which is one way to approach a fight. But then there's the other way of going in, being a little bit more cautious, a bit more tentative, sussing out your opponent before you start working your magic. What sort of approach might we anticipate from you? Are you going to box to design, or is it just a gut feeling? What's happening when the bell tolls on the first round for you tonight, Liam?
It's a bit different this fight, because it's a bit of a hybrid fight. It's a four-rounder with 2.5 minutes. I'm usually fight 3-minute rounds, so you can sort of take your time a bit, but this is sort of a corporate pro fight. So especially with corporate fights, you can sort of, if you're fit enough, you can sort of get away with just picking up the tempo and putting pressure on your opponent straight away and just throwing, like you said, the barrages of punches, but you can also blow yourself out. So yeah, I was going to see, I'm expecting him to come out quite aggressively and heavily, so hopefully I can walk him onto a few shots, and then yeah, if I'm fit enough, then yeah, go toe-to-toe.
Looking forward to it, Liam. Ultimately, it's to raise money for young people who are feeling stress and some absolutely vital to get some tautoko immediately. That's really the driver for Mike. He wants to raise money to help young people get to see counsellors when they need it instead of having to wait for 6 weeks or so for an appointment. I'm sure you've known Mike for a long time too, but the goals that really ultimately are the driver here for our rangatahi can't be understated. How important is it to you to be on a card that's effectively helping to provide counselling services for our young people most in need?
Yeah, you know, hopefully there is a lot of pūtia tonight, and the auction goes really well for I Am Hope. You know, and boxing is another great way for youngsters to get into a sport and also help with their mental health, because, you know, for me anyway, going through this journey, it definitely helps me with my mental health. I'm getting into boxing and doing something different. So yeah, hopefully tonight, you know, they do raise a lot of pūtia so they can continue to do the work that they do.
Just finally, mate, I watched Match Fit last night because I love all those guys. You know, they're all part of our growing up rugby league. They're 50 now, and T's older than that. I'm hoping that you saw it too, because it raises a lot of questions about blokes' post-professional careers and the importance of communication, the importance of support and tautoko. You've been in a lot of team environments, and while boxing is more individualised, Liam, there's some strong messages coming through there, and no doubt you're part of a crew or a team that that still acknowledge the need to maintain a brotherhood, even though you might not be playing footy together again. How important is it, this communication side of life, you know, as you approach 40?
Yeah, it's that Match Fit has been awesome, and Bailey's done a really great job on creating that show. Obviously, first with the rugby boys and now with the league boys, and yeah, you do get to that point in your career where you do make the transition into the real world. And it is tough. You know, I'll be sitting here lying if I say it wasn't tough, not knowing what's the next. So yeah, communicating, and I feel like having a great team around you and supporting you really can help you get through that. And these guys that have gone onto that show and made themselves real vulnerable, put themselves in vulnerable positions and spaces to be able to speak about their feelings and what they're going through is, you know, it's been inspiring and really puts questions for me anyway to what's next. Obviously, boxing plays a part that helps fill the void at the moment, but also know that it's not going to be there for forever. So, yeah, we just, you know, I think it's great that what that show brings out and the awareness for professional athletes and people in general and what they go through.
Well, Liam, you've been a great ambassador for our people for a long time now, mate, and you'll be doing it again tonight, and you'll have the tautoko of many as you step into the ring. Ultimately, though, it's to help focus on good causes going forward, and certainly wish you well. And even as a New South Wales supporter,
here it is.
Even as a New South Wales supporter, I wish you well in the ring tonight. And thanks for sharing some cordial with us today, brother.
Thanks, brother.
Okay, mate. All the best, Liam.
Okay, bye.
That's Liam Messam with us in the ring, Justin Hodges. We've got Roy Asutasi, who is lining up tonight. We've got Sione Fomuina also on the program tonight. But there's three pro fights too. Jerome Papalon, he'll be lining up against Iron Musau Matangi. He's now based in Aussie.